Easy peasy growing up. The culture of greatness. Junk DNA accumulates, and so do beneficial changes. They come from the fundamental principles of nature, of the universe, of physics, of chemistry, and so on. This is something we can feel and touch, something we can see, especially since we each begin as a single cell, both in the primordial sense and prior to our mitosis. Junk also accumulates in our cultures, and by extension, our minds. On top of that, most of the beneficial changes require some effort, as they have to begin inside out. We think that thinking is automatic, but that is just our minds being beautiful. Thinking is an intentional process. You have to try to think, try to understand, try to comprehend. The automatic route is a lot of trouble, and we are not that kind of creature. We are each meant for greatness, not for submission, not for servitude, not for suffering, not for struggling. Religions, failed nations, liars, manipulators, criminals want us to submit. They want us to serve. They want us to find meaning in suffering. They want us to struggle. But that is fool's gold. We are each to become a powerful, strong, and healthy great being. And we can easily achieve that by simply entering the culture of great beings, by spending time with them, by means of befriending them in their books. Please understand that you don't have to read books. You can just listen to their narrated versions. Listening is actually much better than reading on paper, especially if you take to the trails. The people who laugh at you for listening to books, they hope to use you and own you. They want you to be stupid as possible. They are neither friend nor family. Don't approach philosophy directly, no matter how beautiful it may seem. First, learn about the lives of the authors. Then, right before listening to their works, read study guides to get the maximum out of them. You can't be taught. Teachers don't work. Schools don't work. You can't do it by counting on people that will try to put knowledge inside you, outside in. Books are the only way. The urge to read, the change that follows, must come from within you. If you fail to transform, especially when you are unlucky enough to be born to a life of violence or crime, it's not your fault. It's sheer accident. Keep trying. Keep fighting. Take to the trails. For those of us who don't get into any trouble, the transformation into culture of greatness is still critical as it marks the rite of passage into adulthood now. It is far too dangerous to assume that we were lucky and our culture is just fine. That probably doesn't happen. That is how everyone ends up having their freedom of will subverted. Human beings are beautiful, but all too often misled. In fact, almost always misled. Almost always used in one way or another to make somebody else's life easier. I don't even know what that's about. Listen to me. One of our greatest treasures and inventions, our most sacred thing, maybe, created, invented thousands of years before religions, was the transformation. The transformation took us from what whatever we were born into, and it helped us to become great beings. As great as we could imagine, as we could conceive at the time. And we still need this to break out of any indoctrinations that we may be stuck in. I know your first instinct is to fight for the culture that you were born into. But that is only because you don't see the full picture. Too much of what you were born into is clouding your judgment. I can't tell you who you are, because part of the definition of a human being is that we are each unique. You are nothing like anybody else. And your friends or acquaintances would freak the heck out if someone similar to you tried to replace you in school, for example. They would notice that something is wrong immediately. You can't be like anybody else. We are just too different from each other. We are bombarded by unique experiences non-stop. As far as growing up goes, nobody can tell you who you are. The best they can say is that you are different from everybody else. But when it comes to starting out, take the safe route and assume that you have been indoctrinated into a culture that is less than the culture of great beings. Indoctrination is such a frequent and invisible problem that for tens of thousands of years, we would start life by taking a journey into the unknown to find ourselves. There are rules to this transformation. Sometimes people don't read the right books. They return being indoctrinated into something else, or having made more mistakes due to still having their judgment clouded. All that means is that they are still in the same place that they started at. It means there was no transformation. They need to try again, and maybe again, and as many times as it takes. The only transformation that counts is the transformation into the culture of great beings. The real thing only happens once. Moms need not be scared about watching their babes change in such profound ways all the time. And after that, the changes that follow will be subtle. They will be connected, mutually reinforcing, strengthening, enlightening, emboldening. They set the child on a path towards greatness. In closing, our beginnings are almost always rooted in a culture that does not do us justice. Our growing up must begin by transitioning into the safest and most magnificent culture there is, the culture of great beings. You enter the culture of greatness by befriending great beings in their books. Afterword. A local hardware store that I used to visit had a big bin of books. For a reason that I still don't understand. And somehow, I started finding books about UFOs in there. At first, I must admit that I was not sure what to think. But after some consideration, thankfully, I realized that these strange stories that all follow a similar pattern is how cults and religions start. Once I realized that these books were a shared fantasy, I totally lost interest in them. But I kept that insight into religions and cults. Next, I took to science books. I love how science popularizers explain everything so clearly, how it is all coherent and colorful. Though I was never a religious person, it all seemed too strange to me, and I kept falling asleep. When the online bookstores, other listeners also bought feature, suggested to me Julia Sweeney's Letting Go of God, I gave her book a listen because of her humor and how pretty her voice is. And then I ended up getting suggestions for Richard Dawkins and the others. That is where I met Richard Dawkins, Christopher Hitchens, Daniel Dennett, and Sam Harris. And although what they had to say was no surprise to me, the way they carried themselves, their behavior, was. I realized the books and people I have stumbled upon were great beings. A little later on, I was packing for a trip, just having done listening to We Are All Connected, which later ended up as the soundtrack to the trip due to a mighty storm that provided the visuals, to say the least. All of a sudden, I had to sit down on my stairs and quietly started listening to the girls cheering and laughing in the background to Richard's amazing class as he was giving a speech at Randolph Macon Woman's College. I especially love how he said that a cult of female gods would have improving effects. There was so much love in the audience. It was all so beautiful to me, and he was so classy. This woman asked a feminist question, and Richard was ready with the answer. But then, in his class, in his classiness, he added that additional part, stating that female gods would have improving effects on the world. I love that so much. It's such a wonderful thing to say. You know, the primary reason why it is such a big deal to become a great being, why the world needs great beings, why we should strive to become them, is not to save the world, is not to become wise and create some culture of greatness, but because great beings bring happiness and joy and love to the world. Ever since I have stayed in their company, I kept getting more and more books, slowly inheriting their culture by just admiring them and their works, by laughing with them and by cheering for them. This is why I write poems about knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. These are not elitist things. This is who we are, who we become when we unplug from problems in other people's heads. We must stop making other people's lives easier and start growing all the way up to become great beings, because that is our right. That is where we all need to move towards. That is what will keep our minds strong and healthy. That is what our elder selves would ask for. That is what will keep our minds out of harm's way. That is what will make the world laugh. And that is what will keep it moving and advancing forward to no end. What follows is a very, very, very short list of amazing people that could perhaps help you in your amazing journeys. Greta Thunberg, Michelle Alexander, Sir Ken Robinson, Astra Taylor, Avital Ronell, Martha Nussbaum, Jill Tarter, Brené Brown, Richard Dawkins, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, Ayn Rand, Lord Martin Rees, Lawrence Krauss, Daniel Dennett, Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, Bill Bryson, P.Z. Myers, Alex Filipienko, Seth Shostak, Jared Diamond, Howard Zinn, Noam Chomsky, and Philip Zimbardo.